Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom, where we take one word in the Bible and try to find several scriptures about it, try to get the idea of what was God trying to say. Because every word in the Bible means something. It means a lot. So today we're picking up on the word rescue. You know, anybody ever been rescued? We have rescue teams and rescue trucks, and it's going to be rescued, especially when you're in trouble. It's the word rescue. Job 33:30. He rescues them from the grave so they may enjoy the light of life. Who rescues us? God rescues us from where? The grave. You know why? Because we're coming back out. We're living forever. I tell people, age really doesn't mean anything to me because I'm going to live forever. Psalm 13, verse 5. But I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. Who has? God. What do you do? I was lost like a goose in a snowstorm, but God sought me out. God sent laborers across my path. God had people pray for me, people I don't even know. Pray for me, take blindness from my mind, send laborers across my path, witness to me, be good to me. And finally realize that, man, this isn't normal. Why is God so good to me? Because God's good all the time. I like this. Psalm 18, verse 27. You rescue the humble, but you humiliate the proud. You rescue the humble, but you humiliate the proud. Well, I want to stay humble. God exalts the humble, not the proud. Oh, man, that's so good. That's loaded. Psalm 34, verse 17. The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. Now, I'm going to read that real slow. Psalm 34, verse 17, New Living Translation. The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. I don't care how much trouble you're in, God said he'll rescue you from all your troubles. Well, I'm in trouble. Doesn't matter whether you did it to yourself, somebody else did it to you, or just something that went wrong. God promised to rescue us from all our troubles. Man, that'll preach. That's so good. Psalm 34, verse 19. The righteous person faces many troubles. We're not immune to the tests and trials of life. God told us that. The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to rescue them each and every time. So we're in a lot of trouble. God will rescue us each and every time. How often? Each and every time. How's God going to rescue each and every time? That'd be a good bumper sticker. Each and every time. Psalm 37, verse 39. The Lord rescues the godly. He is their fortress in times of trouble. God rescues the godly. You godly? How do you know? I'm born again. I'm a child of the living God. You perfect? Oh, no, there are no perfect people. The Bible says the righteous fall 7 times a day, but they get back up. I'm not the perfect person, but I'm the getting back up person. God promises he will rescue me, the godly. Who made you godly? God did. He is their fortress in times of trouble. A fortress is a good place, big high wall, big gates. God is my fortress. He'll protect me. Woo, that's so good. I like this. Psalm 68, verse 20. Our God is a God who saves. The sovereign Lord rescues us from death. Our God is a God who saves. The sovereign Lord rescues us from death. I don't know what's going on today. I don't know who's got what planned against me, but you're for me. You're my sovereign God. There's so many angels around me, you can't count them. You order my steps. You direct my paths. You guide me in all truth. You show me things to come. You talk to me when I go to sleep, when I wake up during the day. You will never leave me nor forsake me. Never. Ooh, that's a great scripture. I like this. Psalm 91, verse 3. Where he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from every deadly disease. God says he will rescue me from every trap and from every deadly disease. Now, there's a lot of stuff on the news lately, you know, this disease, this flu, this thing, who's got it, who caught it. Well, my Bible says God will rescue me from every trap and from every deadly disease. You afraid about deadly disease? No, God promised to rescue me from every deadly disease. Well, Jim, so it's a new, as well, there's really nothing new under the sun, but whatever it is, God has already promised he will rescue me from every deadly disease. You ought to put that on your refrigerator. Put that on the corner of your bathroom mirror. You get up and go, Father, I want to thank you. You rescue me from every deadly disease. No evil will come near my dwelling. I'm blessed and highly favored. Well, that's the truth. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Call the things that be not as though they are. I'm going to say what God says. God said he will rescue me from every deadly disease. You worried about disease? No, because God promised to rescue me from every deadly disease. Oh, that's so good. Psalm 91, verse 14. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. Well, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The name of the Lord is a high tower. So you never make fun of God's name. Never use the Lord's name in vain. It's a big name. It's going to rescue. Psalm 120, verse 2. Rescue me, O Lord, from liars and from all deceitful people. Well, that's a good one. God, rescue me from all liars. You ever been lied to or lied about? Somebody got you in trouble because they lied? Well, God promises, rescue me from liars and all deceitful people. I don't have to have a degree in psychology. God promised to rescue me. You're going to lie to me? Go ahead. God knows when you're lying, and he'll rescue me. Deceitful people. It's always people trying to deceive and get you in trouble. No, God promised to rescue me from all liars and all deceitful people. Ooh, that's good. And the last one, Proverbs 11, verse 8. The godly are rescued from trouble, and it falls on the wicked instead. The godly are rescued from trouble. The godly are rescued from trouble. The godly are rescued from trouble, and it falls on the wicked instead. No evil shall come near me or near my dwelling. Man, it's good to meditate in the Word of God. Yeah, every day, find you two or three verses. Just kind of think on them for a week. I used to get 3x5 cards. I'd find me a verse for the week. I used to do this with my kids. Here's your verse for the week. Sunday night, I give them 3x5 cards. Here's your verse of the week. Be good to memorize this, because God watches over his word before it, not your word, his word. So start saying what God says about you, not what other people are saying about you, not what the teacher says, not what your boss says, not what the government says. Say what God says about you. I am the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. So you're a blessed individual. God, thank you for listening today. God bless. Hey, everybody, welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom. We take a word in the Bible and expound on it with several scriptures. So the word today is the word safe, S-A-F-E. Yeah, everybody's looking for a safe place. Everybody wants to be safe from trouble, live in safety. And so it's a great word. And we're not going to expound on, I mean, there's dozens and dozens of scriptures. We're just going to pull 5 or 6 or 7 out and try to let you know that it's a good word and you want to think about it. So the word safe. Psalm 4, verse 8. These are all New Living Translations. Psalm 4, verse 8. In peace, I will lie down and sleep. In peace, I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. God gives his beloved sweet sleep and peaceful sleep. Let me read it again. Psalm 4, verse 8. In peace, I will lie down and sleep. I said, Father, I thank you for a great night's sleep. You're going to talk to me when I go to sleep, when I wake up. Your angels camp round about me every time. So, Father, I'm going to get sweet sleep tonight. I'm going to sleep good. I'm going to get well rested. God designed the average human to sleep a third of their life. Well, if God designed you to sleep a third of your life, 8 hours a night, you ought to sleep good. Y'all don't go to bed with the TV on, the radio on, lights on. Turn the lights out. Get some good sleep. Get rested up for the day tomorrow. Well, this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Tomorrow's a new day. Well, I'm going to get rested up and get ready for it. Oh, that's good. Psalm 18, verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my Savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He is my shield. He's the power that saves me. God is my place of safety. Who is? God is my place of safety. What are we going to do? Well, I'm going to run under his arms. Oh, I'll live under the shadow of the Almighty. I want to run to God. You want those Christians that pray about everything? Yes, I pray about everything. Thank God for everything. God is my place of safety. Psalm 18, verse 2. Psalm 31, verse 2. Turn your ear to listen to me. God, rescue me quickly. Be my rock of protection, a fortress where I will be safe. I'll read that again, Psalm 31, verse 2. Turn your ear and listen to me, God. Rescue me quickly. I don't want to stay in trouble. Rescue me quickly. You in trouble? God promised to rescue you quickly. Rescue me quickly. Be my rock of protection. Be the fortress where I will be safe. God, you're going to be you're my fortress where I'm going to be safe. I'm not worried about anything. Roll your cares over to him, for he cares for you. Oh, that's so good. Psalm 37, verse 3. Psalm 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Well, I'm not going to live safely in the land and prosper. I'm a Floridian. I want to live safely in Florida and prosper. For 42 years, I lived in Oklahoma. Thank God, Father, I want to thank you. I live safely in Oklahoma and prosper. I was born in Tennessee. Father, I want to thank you. I'll live in Tennessee and I'll prosper. I live safely in Tennessee and I'll prosper. God watches over our steps and directs our paths. God's in all truth. It is so good. Psalm 37, 28. Psalm 37, 28. For the Lord loves justice. He will never abandon the godly. God will keep them safe forever. God will keep the godly safe forever. God will keep them safe forever. God will keep me safe forever. God will keep me safe forever. God will keep me safe. How long? Forever. But the children of the wicked will die. There's two groups of people here. We want to be in the right group. Psalm 71, verse 3. Psalm 71, verse 3. Be my rock of safety where I can always hide. Give the order to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Ooh, I like that. Psalm 71, verse 3. Be my rock of safety where I can always hide. God, be my rock of safety where I can always hide. Ooh, that's so good. Give the order to save me. You are my rock and my fortress. Psalm 91, verse 2. And we all love Psalm 91. Psalm 91, verse 2. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge. He alone is my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust in him. Psalm 91, verse 2. God alone is my place of safety. God alone is my place. Psalm 91, verse 2. God, you alone are my place of safety. You alone are my place of safety. Oh, that's so good. Proverbs 2, verse 11. Proverbs 2, verse 11. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. Father, I want you to give my children the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Wisdom and understanding. Well, I want them to stay safe. I want them to fear you. Father, I give you permission to teach my children to fear you. For the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. With that wisdom comes long life, riches, and honor. Proverbs 3, 16. What's the fear of God do? Brings long life, riches, and honor. Oh, that's so good. Proverbs 14, verse 3. Proverbs 14, verse 3. A fool's proud talk becomes a rod that beats him. A fool's proud talk becomes a rod that beats him. But the words of the wise keep them safe. You need to say wise words, not stupid words. Good conversation, not flattery, not lies. Speak the truth. Truth will set you free. Then the last verse today is Proverbs 29, 25. Proverbs 29, 25. Fearing people is a dangerous trap. Fearing humans is a dangerous trap. Fearing other people is a dangerous trap. But trusting the Lord means safety. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust humans. I'm going to trust God. Why? It's going to keep me safe. Is this not great? I mean, just one word alone. Every word in the Bible is loaded. And if you just find two or three verses about a word today and just write them on a three-book card or a piece of paper, fold them up, put it in your billfold, put it in your purse, carry it with you, every now and then pull it out and think about it. Think on these things, whatever's lovely, honest, just, praiseworthy. Think on these things. Don't think on the other things. Think on the Word of God. It'll keep you safe, guys. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening. God bless.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.